Well, most of people use the grain, like I said, if I go in the, where they keep the corn, you know, put the corn in the corn crib while they keep the grain in the puddle well and that.
You never saw any special type building just for grain?
Hmm?
You never heard of a granary or some special?
No, especially, I know.
Say if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you might leave it outside in a, what?
Well, some people just takes it up in the field out and where we grow that, where they cut at, mm-hmm. where we they just take it up there and let it stay for a while until they get room in the, have room to where they can store it mm-hmm. in the barn. I've seen a lot of people do that.
Did you ever see a covered haystack?
Yeah. Fodder, I've seen fodder. What, I don't know whether you know what fodder is or not, but fodder grows on corn, you know. They pull that, they pull it, mm-hmm. pull the leaves off, the long leaves, you know, or blades, I do call it. Well, it makes fodder. Well, I've seen a million, stack of hit stacks in the field. Fodder. Stay there for no telling how long before they move it.
Did you ever see him making sort of a thing with poles and a roof to keep hay in? Not exactly a haystack, something they'd use poles, maybe four poles.
Mm-hmm. What?
You see those around here?
But I never did keep them that way, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What other animals did you have besides cows and hogs?
Hmm?
What other animals did you have besides cows and hogs?
Well, chickens and ducks and billy goats or goats.
Or what?
Billy goats, you know, regular billy uh-huh. goat, little billy goat. We used to own goats. I owned a big bunch of them here one time, about 30 head.
What'd you keep them for? To eat?
No, I don't eat them, but a lot of people like them. Lots of people like those people. I don't. You could buy them for anywhere from 50 to a dollar a head, 50 cents to a dollar a head in them days. Now then they cost $10 to $15 a piece.
Yeah. For more, for some of the milk
yeah.
goats.
Sure is. Yeah.
You could pay about $50 for some of
this. The cows, you take the average cow now running out there in the woods and the pastures out there. Well, they cows at that, I've seen a million of them, one just in nicer the other day, or nicer, sell for $6 a head.
Really?
Yeah, the whole cow just like she was walking out, so $6 a head. Do how? My father brought one from a fellow who used to live here at Bostick. They called him Ace Townsend. He bought a steer from him and broke and made an ox out of it. That made a nice ox. They only gave him $6 for it, a three-year-old steer, about 3 years old. He sold them by the carloads, shipped several carloads to Cuba for $6 a head.
These were what?
Shipped the cows to uh-huh. Cuba, from here to Cuba, and for $6 a head.
You mentioned that he broke the steer and made an ox out of them. Did you have many of those around here?
Hmm?
Did you have many of those around here? You mentioned an ox.
Not nowadays. We did then. They had plenty of them. But not nowadays. You ain't the ox in the settlement nowhere now, I know. Used to be plenty of them.
How would you work them? What would you use them for?
Put yokes on them, put them to carts and to wagons and pull them. Mm-hmm.